This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Unless you are planning a riot or looting, don't hire leftists. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Yeah, it should be a check mark on an application. Are you a leftist or not? And if you check yes, thank you very much for coming. We will contact you if we do decide to hire you. See you. And you'll never talk to them again. That is the smartest move you could make. They talk about you can't ask questions about you got any kids, you've been to prison, whatever. If they just let you say, what did you vote for in the last election? Oh, man, I was all about Hillary. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Or ma'am. Or sir, ma'am. Or whatever. Of the 71 genders that they could have been. You know, because if you say anything, in fact, just do this. Just say thank you for your time. Because if you put anything at the end, you could probably get sued. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're with me, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. I'm not even kidding when I tell you, don't hire a leftist. And here's what's worse, and I've talked about this on shows before. HR people will tell you, you have risk factors with who you hire. You hire a woman, there's a risk factor. Because women are much more likely to sue than men, okay? You hire a black woman over a white woman, you got a risk factor. Black women are much more likely to sue than white women. Right? Forget about black, same thing with black men versus white men. And I could go on. LGBT, all of them. Anytime they give you a title, if your check mark is just something, African American, male, whatever, that means those are all the intersectionalities you have, and the company has much more risk. Every box you check increases your risk factor. It increases the load that a company says we have to put on you. Now, the former load, just so you guys are aware, all they cared about was, okay, when we bring on an employee, we have to do matching funds for your FICA, you know, and your Social Security. So they would say, okay, with respect to that, that's all, you know, we got, they call it a burden. So, Kevin, we're going to bring you on. That means we got to pay for your insurance, whatever the co-pays are. The company's picking it up. If it's a company car, whatever. And it's independent of color. Now, that was the old days when people would hire, and they hired based on merit. It was just, okay, Kevin, you're the best person for the job. We had 150 candidates. We chose you. We're willing to accept the burden of your matching funds, your FICA, you know, whatever perks you get, your medical stuff, matching that, your vacation days, we're willing to do it. But now they throw in, oh, geez, well, Kev, you're black, so we may throw in an additional couple of hours on MLK during Black History Month. You could decide if you want to come in at all. And, oh, by the way, if a black dude gets killed by a cop especially, then there may be some special dispensation for you. And, you know, we'll deal with the rest of it as we go along. And meanwhile, here's the other thing we'll do, Kev. We'll promote you even though you aren't necessarily qualified. We're going to promote you ahead of white people that are more qualified. Don't worry. They'll teach you how to do your job. They'll do your job for you. But we'll leave you there because we have so much respect for you. That's the world we live in. And see, black employees will accept that. You know, it's part of the reparations package for them. They don't care that, you know, they aren't getting ahead because they are qualified and a less qualified person is underneath them and they know it. They don't care. Shoot. I got this white boy. He 50 times more qualified working for me. He working for me, though. Yeah, he's working for me. Yeah. And then, you know what the white boy's doing? He's like, I don't care. I know who I am. I know I'm more qualified than that guy. It's no problem. I'll just do my job. And you know what I'll do? Eventually, I'll leave. And you know what's going to happen to him? He ain't going to know what to do. And they're going to have to come back to me. But I'll have my own company. And when they come to me for that, I'll make them think they're passing the biggest kidney stone they've ever passed in their lives. Because I'm not going to put up with it. In a study, folks, from the Office of Redundancy Office, we learned that leftists make crappy employees because all the little pansies do is complain. Summit News reported this. The study was conducted by Jeremy Burneth, and it involved asking almost 400 employees, aged 26 on average, across 7 colleges about different events that had recently gotten substantial media attention. The study notes that the events consisted of 17 items developed to assess the proclivity to be offended, 8 moral outrage items, 11 microaggression items, and 9 political correctness items. It noted that some people have a high proclivity to be offended. They call it a PTBO, which the study describes as a state-like tendency to be sensitive to customarily innocuous societal events and traditions. For example, playing the United States anthem. Those with a high PTBO have a tendency to view an array of events and or traditions as, here comes the magic word, offensive. You're also likely to feel that social events or traditions to which they take offense also violate moral or equitable standards. Basically, what they're saying is they're triggered by anything. And the conclusion is, leftists rarely get anything done. Apparently, perpetual outrage impedes your ability to work. That's what the study essentially said. Yeah, look, if I'm at a job and the race is going to begin and there's a TV on in the break room and they play the national anthem, I'm not getting outraged. But the left can become triggered over anything. I'm not going to see somebody walk by a statue during a television interview or something. Oh, there's that stupid statue of so-and-so. Lincoln, what did he do for America? Shoot. Free the slaves. That's just a lie. We're rewriting history. They said, Dr. Burneth found that high TBOs, PTBOs are less productive because they're constantly worrying about how the organizations they work for are less fair than everywhere else, and they consume a lot of time complaining about trivial matters. Now, one of these whiners always look for easy jobs, union jobs, political jobs, and let's not forget leftist's favorite job, welfare. That's their favorite job. They're not on it, they're trying to get other people on it. He finishes with, the person offended by everyday occurrences diverts important and limited cognitive resources away from the client and potential sale towards a task-irrelevant stimuli. That's a really good way to put it. Anyway, glad you guys are here. We got a lot to talk about today. Don't be a leftist, is what I'm telling you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before I get to Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, I want to ask you this very simple question. How does a guy like Harvey Weinstein operate so openly? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. So, you know, obviously Ghislaine's in the news because she's been arrested in connection with Jeffrey Epstein. And again, we're talking about open, pretty much without even feeling guilt in terms of child sex trafficking and pimping and prostituting and big name people going with Epstein to his island or to his home in Manhattan. It is the worst kept secret in Hollywood. It's like Harvey Epstein. The birth of the Me Too movement, by the way, isn't just with Harvey. It was well before Harvey. Harvey's the scapegoat of years of what Hollywood has been doing to young people. I don't know where it started. I'm sure it began at the beginning. And I blame liberal women because when women were first going to Hollywood, conservative women, the world was more conservative. People were very quiet about their relationships and things like this. But at some point, a liberal woman goes, you know what? If she's not willing to do what you need to be done to give her a role, I'll gladly do it. And Hollywood flipped. And it was well before Harvey Weinstein. But Harvey Weinstein, for 3 decades, operated under the same modus operandi that many people before him had, and Hollywood didn't say a word. I'm talking about before him and during him. 3 decades, this man did what he did. So much so, and I talked about this at the time of Weinstein because I want to get into the Epstein stuff, but so much so, we all know what the casting couch is. When I tell you, it's not even a secret. I'm telling you how blatant leftists are about what they do. They go, oh, yeah, well, she probably was up on the casting couch. The casting couch. It's talked about in movies. It's talked about in pop culture. It is no secret. If you're a Hollywood starlet, here's the way I look at it. You've been on the casting couch. You didn't get there because you were amazing. You got there because you knew somebody, and that somebody said, hey, I'll introduce you to Harvey, but I'm just letting you know. You know, Harvey's going to get what Harvey wants. If you would just get me introduced to Harvey, Harvey can have whatever he wants. Just introduce me, please. Get me to one of his parties. And that's what would happen. Or you go to this party, everybody's praising Harvey, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all of them praising Harvey. Oh, hey, Harvey, thanks for letting me come to the party. Oh, no problem. Hey, did I introduce you to my niece or my daughter? Yeah, she's cute. All right, well, you know, Harvey, you think you could find a role for her? I don't know, there's a long list of starlets waiting to get on the casting couch. Harvey, please work her in. You know, can you move her to the front of the line? Her name's Ashley. She'll be fine. Her name's, well, it's the other girl. I forget. Look, it doesn't even matter. All of them. If you're working with Harvey Weinstein and you're a halfway decent looking chick, hey, sorry to tell you, I hold you. I'm skeptical. Now, let's move on to Epstein. Same story. Epstein operated publicly. These people didn't hide stuff. Harvey Weinstein, how many women do you think, I'm going back to Harvey, how many women do you think this dude has disrobed in front of and said, you want the role, do what you need to do? And how many of them did it? How many of them did it and at least have the good sense to say, hey, I was cool with it. If it was what, it's like I saw a movie one time where, I think it was Kim Basinger, and in order to get her husband out of prison, she had to have sex with the warden. And she does. And the husband gets out, and he's like, how'd you get me out? And she's like, well, I had sex with the warden. He's like, you did what? And she's like, look, that was the only way I can get you out. And he finally goes, well, okay. You know, I don't want to languish in this Guatemalan prison. So, okay, whatever. This is, you know, it's kind of like, here's $1 million for Demi Moore to have, you know, with Woody Allen, Woody Harrelson. You know, would you have sex with a man for $1 million? Well, we need the money, you know. Reminds me of the T-shirt. I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. So, anyway, the point is, there are many women in Hollywood that at least have the decency to say, it was a choice I made. It furthered my career. I own my house or whatever. I'm not saying I approve of it. I'm just, because I think you should have morals. If you believe that you can get it done, get it done. Do it on your own. I'm going through that similar thing with Fox. Everybody, Kevin, you're trying to get back on Fox. I'm not kissing Fox's butt. I'm not going to go get on the casting couch. Shoot. I'll just make my own way. I'll figure it out. You know what? With God's grace, I'll figure it out. And if I never get back on TV again, so what? Will my life be ruined? Of course not. Anyway, back to Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein. Openly operating a pimp prostitute situation. Ghislaine finding underage girls that want to be around big money guys. I mean, it's tough to find, isn't it? It's tough to find young girls that go, oh, you want to ride in a private jet? You want me to pick you up in my limo? You want to go do some big boy stuff? Big girl stuff? You want to be seen at some very exclusive parties where, you know, people are going to just fawn all over you because you're going to walk in with a superstar, a megastar? Everybody knew, folks. Every time Jeffrey Epstein showed up with a new woman, a new girl, or knew anybody, they knew the deal. The same with Weinstein. If Weinstein had three or four starlets circling around him, everybody in the room knew, Harvey's getting that. Here's a story from Laura Loomer, and a stunning admission. Investor and former Reddit CEO Ellen Powell admitted in a tweet that she and others knew of Ghislaine Maxwell supplying underage girls for sex as early as 2011, but said nothing because, quote, it made no difference. Her statement was in response to a tweet written by somebody named Cyan Bannister, in which she claimed to have never have been cool enough to be invited to events where Maxwell was present. Bannister added, I'm super thankful that I've never accidentally had a photo of me taken with Ghislaine. Powell replied, saying, she was at the Kleiner holiday party in 2011, but I had no desire to meet her, much less have a photo taken with her. We knew about her supplying underage girls for sex, but I guess that was fine with the cool people who managed the tightly controlled guest list. I just want you to consider, folks, the level of gall, who you have to know, who has to be a part of all that you do where you can traffic an underage girls and nobody say a word, nobody arrest you. You can do it openly. It is so well known. Private parties. Who are the people at these parties and participating in this stuff? Wow. Ghislaine Maxwell is going to have a lot to say. And from what I'm hearing, it ain't going to be good for the people on the left. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump's longtime ally Roger Stone is scheduled to begin a prison term next week after being convicted of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction. This morning, though, President Trump told reporters he's considering a possible pardon or commutation of Stone's sentence.
Well, I'll be looking at it. I think Roger Stone was very unfairly treated, as were many people. Comey and all these guys are walking around, including Biden and Obama, because we caught them spying on my campaign.
The president commenting as he left the White House to head south, where he's visiting U.S. Southern Command in Florida to review the advance of the counter-narcotics operation in the Caribbean. And then later today, he's hosting a campaign fundraiser in Hillsborough Beach, costing over $500,000 per table. This is USA Radio News. New COVID-19 cases continue to surge across the United States. Another record was posted yesterday, over 65,000 new cases reported in a single day. The previous daily record had been on Tuesday, when over 60,000 new cases were tallied. In Georgia, hospitals are getting close to their capacity because of people who have the virus. There is no statewide mask requirement, but Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has issued an executive order requiring masks in public in her city. She says she's not the only mayor that's done that.
The governor really seems to be the only elected official, one of the few in this state, who doesn't think that mandating masks are a good idea.
Tropical Storm Fay continues to move up the eastern seaboard, now impacting New Jersey and New York. It's headed for southeastern New England. In its path, it's left a lot of rain in the mid-Atlantic. It dumped at least 5 inches of rain on Ocean City, Maryland, in a four-hour period earlier today. And this is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ethics. Morals. Oh, my goodness. Where have they gone in this day and age, in the time of America? By the way, they are still there. I don't want you to feel bad, those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're a feel-good show. You want to know why? Because we pursue the truth. Even when the truth sometimes hurts us. There are things that we don't like to know about ourselves. We don't want to admit to ourselves. But you know what we've done? We've grown up. And we say, you know what? To thine self be true. Yes, indeed true. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So, we live in a time, however, where many people do not have any ethics. They have no moral core. And they just follow the herd. And let me tell you something. There are many companies in America, many organizations, many people who are about to eat the most crow they've ever had in their lives. Now, we had them eat some crow in 2016 on November the 8th when Donald Trump won. But that was the beginning. Now they're really getting a heaping helping of that nasty bird. Companies that are supporting Black Lives Matter. And speaking of Black Lives Matter, they are so upset with America, they're calling for a boycott of non-black companies. There's going to be a day, I don't know when it is, maybe it's already passed, but there's going to be a day where they say, don't support, you know, any company that is not owned by a black person. So what are we going to do? We're going to be going to pawn shops and barbers and what? What are you going to do? How are you going to do that, Black Lives Matter? Finally, let me tell you, there's been some pushback against them. A senator came out recently and called them, I think the senator owns part of a WNBA team. And the senator said, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group. Finally, a Republican senator going on record saying the truth about this particular group. Do you feel like Black Lives Matter really does its best to offend you? It's looking for ways to be offensive to you. It's in your face. First of all, the name. One of my friends said, Kevin, why would you put any color in front of Lives Matter? You don't even have to put all. Lives Matter. That's all you need. But people are afraid to even talk about that because it's a special issue related to black folks, right? Special issue, that's Don Lemon claim. We played his clip the other day. This is not about black-on-black crime. This is about black lives with police officers. So I'll give you a little test. You've got black people, and let's just say for the sake of argument, in a typical year, 20 of them are killed by police. Unarmed blacks are killed by police. But let's just do it a different way. 20 unarmed blacks are killed in a particular method. 2,000 are killed in another particular method. Where do you put your focus? You get what I'm saying? Take away the adjectives and the descriptors. Where do you put your focus? 20 are dying here, 2,000 are dying here. You're a military person. 20 die here, 2,000 die here. You're a business. 20 things get stolen here, 2,000 get stolen there. You get what I'm saying? Where do you put your focus? Pretty simple question, isn't it? Well, we all know you put your focus where the biggest problem occurs. Do you think these brain-dead leftist moronic plantation Negroes are going to put their effort into the problem that's really at hand? And you know what the problem is, right? I already described it. I played a clip from Marcellus Wiley the other day, and he described the single parent family and the outcome that comes from that. I don't need to revisit it. Every major crime that occurs will occur geometrically more, if not exponentially, when you do not have both parents in the home. Pretty simple. Dropout rates increase, likelihood of rape, likelihood of murder, likelihood of going to prison. All of it. It goes up. Do you think leftists care, particularly black leftists? Do you think they care? What do you think Black Lives Matter is about? It is about terrorism. We are going to destroy the patriarchal society, particularly this idea of the nuclear family. It's written in there, in their mission. Let me tell you, folks. Don't feel bad that this is being exposed. Don't feel bad. Be happy that this is being exposed at a level of stupidity and ignorance and insanity that we didn't even think was possible for a person to reach or a group of people to reach. And now we've got companies that want to pay these extortionists. They're paying them off like they used to pay Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. It's evolved. It's no longer about an individual. It's about a movement now. People getting rich. Here's some companies that defend these rioters, these terrorists. 23andMe, the Oscars, Adidas. I stopped buying Nike. Now I got to quit buying Adidas. Airbnb, Alaska Airlines. Amazon, American Airlines, American Express, Apple Music, AT&T, Atlanta Records, Barnes & Noble, Bank of America, Bergdorf Goodman, Ben & Jerry's, Billboard. I'm just giving you a few of them. I'm skipping. BMW, Boost Mogul, Burberry, Capitol Records, Cisco, Converse. Just giving you some. DirecTV, of course, Disney. Doritos, E! News, ESPN, FedEx, Fox. I'm just giving you a few. There's a whole list. The guys composed an entire list of these. These are people who openly condone looters and rioters and terrorists who want to destroy the nuclear black family, and they do it openly. That's what should scare you the most. Nobody has to hide it. Gorilla Glue, Harry's, you know, the shaving people, HBO, Hershey's, Hulu, IBM, I'm just skipping, IKEA, Lego, Levi's, Logitech, Louis Vuitton, Lyft, Marvel Entertainment, McAfee, McDonald's, Mercedes-Benz, any of these things you use. And you say to yourself, well, Kevin, how do we fight back, man? You can't boycott all of them. I'm not even asking for a boycott. I'm just telling you, you need to be aware. It's not about a boycott. You know what you need to do? I don't know if you own stock in any of these companies. You need to write letters. You need to make phone calls. I called Angie's List and told them, this was a long time ago, I called Angie's List and said, I will never, ever, I'm going to talk smack about you until you're out of business. I don't know if they're out of business, but I don't see their advertisements much anymore. I don't think Angie's making as much money this time around as she was before. I said, I would go to Home Advisors. That's what I kept telling people to do. Go to Home Advisors. Forget about Angie's List. So we started, and it isn't a campaign of I'm boycotting them. I'm not telling people boycott. I'm saying go. There are other choices. You at least need to know about the other choices. You need to know how to be a good corporate citizen. And that means jumping on the bandwagon. They want to tear down all these statues of old white men. Who cares? Who cares? It's the founder of the nation that has made more blacks prosperous than any other country, any other continent. All of Africa, certainly any other country. More prosperous black folks. By Africa standards, America is replete with the richest black folks in the world. And yet, we got to tear down all these statues to that. Even the ones that allowed it to occur. Show me a nation where a group of people have risen from slaves to, the top in a shorter period. Show me any nation that's done that. And it doesn't have to be blacks have risen. I'm talking about show me a nation where the people who were the most oppressed rose to power within 250 years. Show me any nation. Doesn't matter. Because these guys got to get on, and they got a virtue signal. They got to let you know just how bad things are, man, because, hey, that's the way it works. This is pathetic. Who else we got? Salesforce. Let me see. We got Popeye's Chicken. Oh, I hate that. Porsche. Reddit. Red Lobster. Reebok. Are there any shoes you can buy now at this point? Salesforce. Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies. Come on. That's got to be... That's owned by Kellogg's. I don't have Kellogg's. Scholastic, Showtime, Sephora, Snap, Snapchat, Sony, Spotify. You use any of these products? Pretty sure you do. All these people now are supporting terrorists, and you're forced to by nature. What do you do? How do you fight back? Let me tell you how you fight back. You go to their board meetings, and you say, you guys support terrorists. You should be crying this from the mountain, shouting this from the mountaintop, folks, that these people are nothing but terrorists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's getting crazy out there. It's a very, very racist society that we live in, and it's all racism that comes from the left. You Judeo-Christian conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you people have so little racism. You might have some bigotries. You might have some, you know, things that make you take pause. You know, your daughter dated a Haitian guy, and you're like, I'm suspect of these Haitians, but you're not racist. You're a product of you know, your environment, what happened to you. But you don't, you're not looking at it as a racist thing per se. But the leftists, they're racist. They're just flatly, blatantly racist. Well, let me tell you exactly what the left are about. The left look at blacks as idiots. They do. They believe themselves to be superior, intellectually superior than black folks. They won't admit it. All the virtue signaling they do is essentially them admitting, I am better than black people. I talked the other day about this guy, Jason, that wrote to me, you know, and he's telling me, you know, you're the devil. Well, how so, man? I mean, not even giving me the pretext. Kevin, you made this statement, you did this, you're the devil. And I write back to him and go, man, it's amazing to me how well you know me. Because he could call me the devil without even telling me what it was about. He what he did, it was sight unseen. Black guy, I'm a white guy. You don't toe the line with what I believe black people should think, so you are the devil. Wow. I mean, pretty pompous assertion. You know, so he must be God, right? If I'm the devil, he must be God. It's amazing to me how we've let this country go into this type of a mode and nobody pushes back. Too few people, I'm not going to say nobody, but too few people push back and push back hard. A caller called me, I believe he's from Cleveland, and he asked me, he says, Kevin, why don't you debate Roland Martin? I'd like to see blacks debate, black conservatives debate black leftists. And I said, Roland Martin won't debate me. I had a debate with Roland Martin on Twitter. I destroyed him. He says, well, Roland Martin debated Candace Owens, and he brags that he beat, you know, I didn't hear it. I don't follow anything Candace does. And I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he defeated Candace Owens. I said, I watched Candace Owens lose a debate to T.I. Yeah, they were having a discussion about, you know, black people and why we should love the country. And T.I. is like, I don't have to love this country. This country's done nothing, you know, for black people. And he just went off. This is a rapper. And Candace goes, well, what about when Lincoln freed the slaves? You know, and I was like, what kind of comeback is that? That's not a comeback. What Candace Owens should have said to T.I. is how disrespectful you are to black people. How low you must feel to make a statement like that. Wow, I'm shocked that a black man in this day and age would succumb to such nonsense. Who would be such a chump and such a fool and get played by white people to the degree that he won't even acknowledge what black people did to build the greatest country in the world. Why do you think, and I'd say to this audience, why do you think there are people out there asking for reparations? You think you asked for reparations because you didn't do anything? You're asking for reparations because you believe that the work your ancestors did built a country that is industrialized and making money for everybody, and you want your cut. You're asking for reparations because of what you believe your people built, and he's knocking it down. He doesn't even want you to feel pride in that ownership. Now, I'm not for reparations. I believe we're getting reparations. I believe that we have made, there are people out there, I look at this audience, you are some of the richest people in the world. You are in every form of, you know, any type of career, you are in it. We dominate stuff. We dominate sports. 68% of the NFL is black. Big percentage of the NBA is black. Black owners, black this, black that. The top golfer in history is black. Probably the top basketball players, best baseball players, football players, top talk show hosts. I could go on. And you know what he's saying? He's telling you, none of it matters. None of it matters. You still got to feel little and small and puny. And you built all that. Everybody that he idolizes, everybody that he hangs out with is a product of what black people did. And he wants you to feel bad about it. Well, you know what? I'm not going to feel bad about it. Now, that's what Candace Owens should have said. I can debate Roland Martin or any of these other Rolands or whatever. Roland Martin will not debate me. Neither will anybody else. And he goes, well, he debated Larry Elder. And I said, Larry would have beat Roland Martin, but he's too nice. But he beat him intellectually. I don't even have to see the debate. Then he went on to talk about another guy. I forget the guy's name. He's a very soft-spoken black guy. Funny name. And I go, yeah, wouldn't surprise me if Roland just demagogued and ran over him. But if you think Roland is going to talk for 5 minutes over me and tell me something, I said, I destroyed Roland. I said, go look at the Twitter feed. People were laughing at him going, man, his producer came. This is no lie. His producer, I didn't know who she was. came on and said, Roland, you need to not invite this guy on the show. And then somebody sent me a note back saying that was Roland's producer. I didn't know who she was. Jesus, man, you stop inviting Kevin on your show because he will destroy you. That's what she said. And I say it publicly. I will tell you publicly right now. Roland Martin, if you want to debate me, I'm happy to debate you on your show. I'm happy to debate you on my show. Anybody that's listening to my show, you get a hold of Roland Martin and say, Kevin Jackson issued a public challenge. I'll debate him anytime, anywhere, as long as I'm available. Roland wanted me to debate him, call his radio show. When this all started, he wanted me to call him. And I was on a plane. I was going to be flying. And he said, you need to come on at 7 o'clock tomorrow. I go, I'm flying to New York. Oh, you're making up excuses. No, I'm not. I'm flying to New York. You want a copy of the ticket? You know, it was ridiculous. Of course I'll debate that fathead clown. Roland Martin, I will leave him in a puddle of black leftist goo. That's what will happen with Roland Martin. So give him a clip of this show and tell him Kevin Jackson called him out, period. Now, does that solve that issue? Good. So let me get back to this thing I wanted to talk about, which is the Karen Act. In this day and time, folks, where crime runs rampant in black communities, crime is up in every major city in America run by a Democrat. Almost 50% of the violent crime is committed by young black men, and they want to introduce the Karen Act. And this is a plan to stop what they have deemed racist 911 calls. All right? And here's the story. A San Francisco lawmaker introduced an ordinance to outlaw racially motivated 911 calls. Under the Karen Act, people who call law enforcement based on racial bias could face criminal charges. San Francisco's supervisor Shaman Walton introduced the ordinance, which stands for Caution Against Racial Exploitation Non-Emergencies Act. And it comes after the name Karen with a K because it's a popular term to describe white women who engage in racist behavior. And he goes on to say this, racist 911 calls are unacceptable. That's why I'm introducing the Karen Act today. This is the Karen we need. So I just wanted to imagine one of these calls. A person calling in, well, in 911, there's a... this man, and I watched him kick in the door of my neighbor's home, and he had a firearm. Oh my gosh, now he's making my neighbors lie down in the living room and put their hands. Oh my goodness. Now other men have jumped out of a van, and they've joined him, and... yeah, they're, oh my goodness, they're,
what are they doing, ma'am?
They're ransacking the home. They're carrying bags, and they're ransacking the home. Oh, I can see they've gone upstairs to my neighbor's, what looks like their bedroom, and they're going through the drawers, and they're putting things in these bags. Oh my goodness, they just shot my neighbors.
Well, ma'am, could you describe the men?
No, I can't. I'm sorry, I don't want to break the law. Yeah. It's the equivalent of, this is the N,
don't use the real word, let's call it the N word.
So, how are you going to describe, well, who should you call? When there were people that were breaking into my neighbor's house, I actually saw them, three black kids, and they were jumping over the fence and all this. And I know it's my neighbor, you know, I know who lives there, jumping over the fence, and I see them, so call 911. Now, am I going to get arrested? Saw a guy driving slow through the alley. He jumps over one of my neighbor's fences and jumps into a car. I run. I see the guy. I know exactly what he looks like. I mean, I don't know him like I couldn't draw him, but he's a black dude. And I saw him jump into the car, got the description of the car. What, am I not supposed to call that in? This is so ridiculous. Now the reverse racism is, even though black kids are committing most of these crimes, don't report they're black.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.